Hello.
Hello. Hello, this is Will from Opinion Research. We are conducting a public opinion poll. Do you have a minute, ma'am?
Oh no, I'm so busy now.
Just 5 minutes. Are you registered to vote in Ector County?
Voting?
Yeah, are you registered to vote in Ector County?
Oh yeah.
Yes, thank you. Do you live within the city limits of Odessa, or do you live outside the city limits?
I live in San Jose.
Okay, thank you. Generally, do you think that things in Ector County are on the right track, or are things on the wrong track?
I don't know about that.
Okay. What is the most important issue facing Ector County? Do you think it's education, economy, poor leadership, poverty, crime, drugs?
I think about drugs.
Drugs, okay. How would you rate the economic conditions in Ector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I think it's four.
Poor?
Yes.
Okay. 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Ector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
Well, no, I think maybe the last year the go down, not really up.
Okay, you think it will be worse then?
Yes.
Okay. How concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family members in Ector County? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not too concerned.
Thank you. I'm going to read to you a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. Please tell me how you rate each in Ector County. Excellent, good, fair, or poor? What do you think about a shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth in Ector County? Do you think it's excellent, good, fair, or poor?
It's fair.
Fair, thank you. What do you think about the quality of the public schools in Ector County? Is it excellent, good, fair, or poor?
That's good.
Good, thank you. What do you think about the availability of cultural opportunities such as theater, museums, and music?
That is good.
Good, thank you. What do you think about the offering job opportunities in your field?
Now I think the job is not really good.
So it's
The
poor?
job is a lot, yeah, poor. A
Okay.
lot of people, they not get the job.
A lot of people don't have a job. Okay, thank you. What
Yeah.
about being able to get from one place to another place with little traffic?
May you see it again?
What do you think about being able to get from one place to another place with little traffic? Does Ector County have a lot of traffic or little traffic?
A little traffic.
So traffic is good, excellent, or fair?
I think it's fair.
Fair. Okay, thank you. What about the availability of affordable housing?
Housing? Oh man, housing is so high now. A lot of
It's
people,
high.
they, yeah, it's high now.
Okay. So you think it's poor to get a house? It's very poor, the opportunities you have to get a house?
Yeah, it's very poor to
Okay.
get the house.
What about having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment? Do you think it's excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I think now it's not that is fair.
Fair. Okay, thank you. What do you think about public safety and low crime?
public, I don't think it's safety now. A
it's
lot
not safe.
Of rubber on, yeah, a lot of rubber on for the store, you see? You see on the nail?
Yeah.
You see already?
Yeah. So when it comes to safety and low crime, Hector County is poor?
I think
fair.
Fair,
okay. What about welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture? Is Hector County excellent, good, fair, or poor for people from other countries, from other races?
What does it mean? Can you say it again?
Yeah. What about welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture? How do you think it's life for people that come from a different culture, from a different background, from a different race? Is Hector County excellent?
Sure. That is very good.
Very good. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, so many cultures.
Okay. What about the availability of quality health care?
Yeah, health care very good.
Okay, thank you. What about effective leadership from elected officials?
That's good.
Okay, what about natural beauty in physical settings?
I don't know much about that one.
Okay, what about public transportation?
It's good.
Good, okay. What about the availability of outdoor, like parks, playgrounds, and nature?
Is that good?
Thank you very much. Please rate Hector County as a place to live for the following types of people. How would you rate Hector County for people that is, there are entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses? Do you think life is excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Good. What about for people living below the poverty line?
Oh, man, now a lot of, you see the homeless in here?
Mm-hmm.
See? That is for the problem for the city.
Okay, so you think for people is very poor, life is very poor in Hector County?
Oh, yes.
Okay, thank you.
That's why you see a lot of like that.
Yeah, there's a lot of homeless, right?
Sure.
Okay. What about for racial and ethnic minorities?
I think maybe at the end now that is maybe the minority maybe ray a lot in ray a lot.
Okay, for them it's fair, good, excellent, or poor?
That is fair.
Fair, thank you. What about for immigrants from other countries?
Immigrants? From other countries?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How?
That no. That means that what do you mean? Immigrants from for the illegal people to come here.
Yeah.
Right?
For illegal people.
No,
yeah.
No. Legal or illegal?
Legal or illegal? For immigrants.
A lot of immigrants in here. You know, very very heavy for the government. That is
okay.
That is for very very heavy for the government. That is for the democracy. They handle a lot of for the illegal immigration in here. That is no good.
But how is life for people from other countries? Do you think life in Hector County is excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Like the people in this country.
Yeah.
If the life is the for the legal, yes, it's good.
Good. Thank you. What about for families with children?
Family with children, I think it's good.
Yeah. Good. Thank you. What about for recent college graduates looking to enter the job market?
For this year, I think it's when they graduation, but very hard to looking for job because, you know, the economy is down.
Yeah.
For this year. Yeah, it's no good for this year. Well, I am so sorry for them because, you know, they're my nephew. He graduated already, but cannot looking for the job in now.
Yeah,
well, because economy is go down.
But the people that just came from college, they just graduated from college, and they're looking for a job. Do you think that Ector County is a good opportunity for them?
Opportunity for them?
Yeah,
Not really. Yeah.
Okay. So you would say it's poor?
Poor.
Okay. What about for young single people? You know, people is young, don't have kids, they don't have family, they're single.
Now they are single. They are just like almost people. They want for the single, for the young people. They like that. They don't want to get married, you know. Yeah?
Yeah. Do you think it's excellent? Do you think it's excellent, good, fair, or poor for them?
I think that is not really good because single people, they don't want to get married. They just want to boyfriend, girlfriend, that's it. They want to single.
But do you think people like that want to live in Ector County?
No good.
No really good. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's poor. It's poor for them.
Yeah.
Okay. What about for retirees, for people, for older people, they just want to rest, you know, they don't work anymore, retirees?
Yeah, that is good, because, you know, that
good.
Is for the
okay.
time for the retire, that is retire, you know, look like me, I'm retired too.
Okay, what about for you? What do you think about Ector County as a place for you to live? Do you like it in Ector County? Do you think it's excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Excellent. Okay, thank you. How would you rate the overall quality of Ector County, of life in Ector County? Do you think life in Ector County is excellent, good, fair, or poor?
It's good.
Good. Okay, thank you. Over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life in Ector County will improve, will deteriorate, or stay about the same 5 years from now?
5 years, it's better than now.
Okay, will improve. Thank you.
Better than now, yeah.
Okay, will improve. Thank you. Economic development generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many community benefits are created. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for economic development in Ector County? Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
I think not at all.
Not at all. Thank you. How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Ector County? Are you very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Confident.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat confident.
Thank you. Community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for the community development in Ector County? Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, not at all familiar?
To work on Amelia.
Not too familiar or not at all familiar?
Not two.
Not two, okay. Thank you. How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Hector County? Are you very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
So confident.
Not too confident, okay. Thank you. How likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Hector County in the next 5 years? Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely?
Not at all likely.
Okay, thank you. Finally, just a last few questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education that you have completed? Do you have a high school diploma, some college graduate degree?
High school diploma.
Okay, thank you. In terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself to be Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Republican.
Independent?
Republican? Yeah, Republican.
Okay, thank you. How old are you? Between 18 to through 34, 35 through 49, 50 through 64, or are you 65 plus?
65 plus.
Thank you. Do you have a school age child living in your household? Yes or no?
No.
No, thank you. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? Do you identify as white, Anglo, black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or other?
Asian.
Thank you. Is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry? Yes or no?
You say it again?
Is anyone in your household, anyone from your family, employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry?
Yes.
Yes, okay, thank you. Is your annual household income below the 25,000, between 25 to 39,000, 40 through 74, 75 plus?
45 plus.
45, okay, thank you. Are you currently employed full-time, part-time, retired? Are you a homemaker, a student, or currently unemployed?
No, retired.
Retired. Okay, thank you. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself to be male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you. That will conclude our survey. Thank you so much for your time. You have a wonderful evening, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.